Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to third. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Niemann scores. Wertz moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is walked intentionally. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh takes first base on ball four. Wertz scores. Courtney moves to third. Young moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Lou Brissy now pitching. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and tags Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zorrilla takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry strikes out. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball towards right. Westlake catches it and throws to first to double up Zorrilla. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Zorrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boone moves to third. Westlake moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney bunts towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to second. 1 out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyke scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrne hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Zorrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Zorrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Westlake is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke juggles the ball. That's an error on Dyke. Easter scores. Boone moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Hegan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Courtney moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-2 in the game. Byrne hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Browns. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards third. Dyke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh misplays the ball. That's an error on Marsh. Easter moves to second. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Wally Westlake. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to third. Boone moves to second. Bill Glenn pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Joe Tipton now catching. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Courtney for a passed ball. Mitchell moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla throws the ball into Young, who tags Avila trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 6, Indians, 6. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 4 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Early Wynn now pitching. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 4 in the game. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Wirtz strikes out. There goes Niemann. The throw from Tipton to Boone, and Niemann is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is called out on strikes. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 5 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-5 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with wind covering, for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kane pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kane moves to second. Gene Bearden pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Marty Marion now playing shortstop. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Easter is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla who is chasing the ball. Simpson reaches third base with a triple. Boone goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.